talking to my diary. Talking to my diary. I'm talking to my diary. I'm talking to my diary.
It occurred to me today that there's a distinction between demonic distraction and divine disruption. We know that God will at times disrupt us. We don't really know why, often. And we know that we must have hearts that are open to divine disruptions, God breaking up our status quo, our monotony, the monotony of our days. But it's hard to discern the distinction between divine disruption and demonic distraction. And I realized last night and today that I've allowed myself to be distracted from my core mission by a lot of things. I also discovered today, I saw it was a video that was going around on Instagram, that if you do anything for 18 minutes a day, you'll do it for 100 hours a year. And if you focus on intentional practice of anything for 100 hours a year, you'll be better at it than 95% of the world. That's pretty cool. So I sat down, I thought, what if I just take the most important things in my life and commit to at least being intentional about growing in them for 100 hours a year? 18 minutes a day, even if I pick 10 things, that's only an hour and a half a day. I don't know yet where either of these insights are going, but I thought I'd share them with you. Except that I realized that I've allowed myself to be distracted multiple times. I always allow God to disrupt me, but I also tend to allow the enemy to distract me. And this next season of my life will be about distinguishing between the two and weeding out the distractions so that I can focus. I'm tired today, guys. Left the house at about 7:15 a.m. to drive my daughter to school. Got her to school after 8:30. It was about 8:31. Actually, about 8:29, just before 8:30, but by the time she got to her class, she was a few minutes late. The traffic was terrible this morning. Then went to the gym and got a workout in, showered, shaved, got dressed, and had a meeting. We drove out to San Jose for a lunch, my pastor and I. Got a call from my wife while we were there that the well has run dry again and we've got no water at our house. So I jetted from San Jose back to Pleasanton, dropped my pastor off at his car, jetted home, climbed up to find out what was going on in our water tank, called the well guy, ordered some water to be delivered tomorrow morning, then had to jet back to Dublin to pick up Alethea. If I put all of the driving together that I did today, I could be in L.A. right now, which is ironic because I got to go to L.A. tomorrow morning for a mandatory denominational meeting, which is good. These are good. I'm not mad, but I'm tired. So how did my eating go? My eating was aight today. I'm not going to say it was great. But the lunch appointment in San Jose was at the best barbecue joint I've ever eaten at in my life. And I did eat ribs, brisket. This was the best brisket I ever had before. I didn't know brisket like this existed. And the barbecue sauce was fire. So I ate a lot at lunch today. But was way more chill for dinner. And breakfast was protein only. So got to get back on that horse tomorrow and do a lot better. At any rate, I'm going to end this now because I'm just rambling. This is what happens when I get too tired. I just ramble. So, with that being said, watch out for those demonic distractions. Embrace divine disruption and reject demonic distraction. Have a good night.
I'm talking to my diary.